This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. We are 9 to noon every weekday. Gashouse Gang is at 12 o'clock today. It's Tom Ackerman and me. A lot of sports over the weekend. Cardinals won a series against the Giants. There was the race yesterday in Madison, Illinois. U.S. Open, nobody cares about that. Mizzou won. They beat KU.
A lot of people cared about that.
City SC.
Yeah.
They tied. The Chiefs lost to the Chargers. Football started. There's football tonight. There's a lot happening here. So, yep. By the way, Big Blonde Dan listening in and says, it doesn't always get enough love, but Cliff Cave Park and the Mississippi Greenway Path is so great. It's my favorite spot to run. I'm not familiar with that.
That's a good one.
Path. Where is Cliff Cave Park?
It is... Okay, now I'm going to say south, but I could be wrong.
Also,
it's in Cliff Cave, Missouri.
Oh, okay. Also,
yeah, it's south. Yeah, it's southeast of Melville, and it is northeast of Arnold. So, yeah.
And also, he says it's a new page for KMOX. Strip club talk on Friday, furry freak talk today. Oh, my very spicy. What's next? We're spicy today.
We are very, very spicy. And again, we want to hear from you, 314-436-7900. If you know, or if you have your guess of where the winning Missouri Powerball ticket was sold, which gas station?
And one last thing we'd like to address, and this is from a listener who wants to know if Scott Jagow hurt his arm celebrating the Bills' comeback win last night. So he had his surgery. His rotator cuff surgery. He's in that sling. We should probably check in with him and see if he's okay.
I think so.
Because they had this improbable comeback win last night, and I'm guessing he probably put both arms in the air and then immediately cried.
When you forget you have an injury. I did that with my ankle. I stood up on my tippy toes to get something, and it was like I was shot in the ankle.
One of my best friends in high school, they discovered a hole between two chambers in his heart. He had passed out at football practice. Oh. So they discovered this. They repaired it. It was open heart. So they, you know, had to saw his chest plate, right, and get into the middle there. He had fallen asleep on the couch. He was taking a nap, had fallen asleep on the couch face down. And he woke up not thinking, and he pushed up like you do push-ups. Oh, and he felt the bones grind together. He said it was the most excruciating pain he'd ever felt.
That's really awful.
Think about
that. It's really awful. Okay. Well, I did something over the weekend. I mean, you did mention that it was a pretty busy weekend sports-wise, and obviously beautiful weather and we're all having a good time. There is a piece of news that is pretty significant that did come out of Ferguson on Sunday, and that is that Ferguson police confirmed that Dorian Johnson was fatally killed on Sunday morning. Now, if that name sounds familiar, that's because Dorian Johnson was the man who was with Michael Brown when Michael Brown was shot in 2014. And Dorian Johnson, I believe, is witness number one. And the whole Hands Up, Don't Shoot. I mean, obviously became globally known. And Dorian Johnson, obviously, just a separate shooting Sunday morning. He was 33 years old. Officers arrived on the scene and found that Johnson had been shot multiple times. He later died of his injuries. He was 33 years old. One person is in custody. Charges are being sought through the St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. And so there still is more information to, you know, come out about this, what was going on, if the person in custody is will be charged with this murder. But it's weird because it did bring me back to that Michael Brown moment. And Dorian Johnson was such a critical part because the whole case hinged on whether or not Michael Brown was shot in the back or not, and he was not. And Dorian Johnson said he was. I mean, that was the witness who gave the, I would call it a false testimony now, that Michael Brown was shot in the back, and he was not. And there was the local case and investigation. Then Michael Brown's family had their own private investigation, and then President Barack Obama had his Attorney General Eric Holder investigate the case. And Michael Brown was not shot in the back. There was no hands up, don't shoot moment. And it very, very, very consequential, not just for Ferguson, not just for St. Louis, but also for the country, everything that fell subsequently after that moment. And so, yeah, it was, I mean, tragic that he was murdered. I mean, you know, you see that cycle of violence, not that can feel so hopeless. But yeah, Ranj, that had huge consequences. I visited my friend who was working with the military in Australia. I visited my friend in Australia months later. Woke up in the morning, was drinking coffee. He had the TV on. And it was St. Louis. And it was St. Louis on fire.
On Australian TV.
Yes, and I forgot I was in Australia because it felt normal to mm-hmm. me to yeah. see the burning and the riots and the destruction. And all of a sudden I realized, I'm in Australia. I am halfway around the world, and this was leading their news. And so a lot of damage that was done. They had protests that Maria Kina and Michael Calhoun were at on the ground, and how Michael said you could see the difference of like the more peaceful protests during the day than the agitators and the violence and the looting started at night. I know some of those people weren't even from this area.
Right. Just that happens a lot with protests.
Exploiting a situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
A very, very damaging for Ferguson, too, because it painted Ferguson in the city and the people and the community in a terrible light when really it's Ferguson, the Ferguson-Florissant area, that's a strong community.
Well, it's been over a decade, so it's probably subsided nationally by now, but there are still people who would, oh, Ferguson, I know Ferguson. I mean, people from outside St.
Louis.
That's
where the Black Lives Matter movement started. It started there.
And the thing is that there are real instances where police overstep. Real instances. That does happen. This particular incident was not the one. This just wasn't the one. The FBI investigated this thoroughly. All these different entities, as you mentioned, investigated it thoroughly. And it didn't go down the way it was presented. And it's too bad because it ended up, this is a very sad situation. All around, this is a very sad deal. His death over the weekend, that's just, it sucks. It's sad. What happened 11 years ago is very sad. This is just it was, as you said, such a stain on this city. Mm-hmm. And I hate that it's just another thing that people associate with St. Louis.
Yeah.
That when you talk, and I'm talking about people from outside the area, because I think it does matter what people from Colorado think of us, or people from California or Florida. I think it does matter. And I know some people say, who cares? Who cares what anybody else thinks of us? We can just go about our lives and we can know we're great. We can know that the people here are great. Yeah, that's true. But it does help hold us down as a region if the rest of the country doesn't think much of us.
I mean, in the immediate aftermath, and I know, you know, with, you know, when you Google even Ferguson, some of the first things that are going to come up are the riots and, right. and the violence. And like I said, a lot of the riots and the violence, even from outsiders who were exploiting the situation, but it painted the community of Ferguson Florissant in such an ugly light when there are so many strong families and businesses and schools and churches there. And I hate what it did to that town. But when you look at this situation, like I said, it was tragic because death is tragic when someone's murdered. It's also this cycle of violent crime, right? Hurting, holding yep. down parts of our areas. We were just talking to, well, Thomas Apt from the Council on Criminal Justice. We had other people in talking about violent crime. Kids who grow up in violent areas have higher rates of PTSD than returning veterans of war. Because they're not thinking, where am I going to go to college tomorrow? They're just thinking, not. You know, do I have a gun? Am I going to stay alive? What am I going to, you know, how am I going to survive in this environment that I'm in? At any rate, it's so complicated, Ranj, and it's frustrating and upsetting because you're acknowledging the death of someone, you're acknowledging crime, you're also acknowledging that the fallout from that hurt the area. There are events that didn't come here in 2015, 2016, 2017 because they're like, oh, St. Louis.
Yeah.
We didn't want to go there.
Events that were canceled, and I wonder if it's how much effect it still has in that area because it's all... It does subside over time, and I know that we can recover from all of that, and there has been some recovery, and there's a long way to go on it still, but it is tragic. I don't think there's a better word for any of it than tragic, and we're including what happened over the weekend. We're including what happened a decade ago. All of that is just pure tragedy.
Yes, because it's when it's injustice or lies, piled on injustice or lies, you can't fix one situation with a lie because that's only going to hurt the entire, the truth suffers and then people suffer. And it, like you said, frustrating and tragic all around.
That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Join the show. We'd love to hear from you. 314-436-7900 to text in or call. And we do want you to send us your voice messages on the Odyssey app as well. A couple of Powerball winners. One of them in the state of Missouri. And we'd like to know what your guess is. Where do you think that Powerball ticket was sold?
Mm-hmm.
Give us your favorite convenience store. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, well did you do it? Did you text in your guess for the winning gas station? That is the gas station that sold Missouri's single winning Powerball ticket. There were only two in the country. One was in Texas, and that gas station has been revealed. But in the state of Missouri, as of 9:05, they hadn't revealed what gas station it was yet. I have my guess.
Do you?
Yeah. So text in with your guess, 314-436-7900. I think the winning Powerball ticket was sold at the Shell gas station on 5th and Main in Monroe City.
Why do you think that?
I feel it.
You just feel it in your bones?
Feel it in my bones.
Okay. Well, I mean, you could possibly be right. I don't think it was sold in St. Louis. I don't think it was sold anywhere.
City or county, you mean?
It was probably in Cuba, Missouri. That's where I bet it was. Cuba, Missouri. That's where that thing got sold.
Yeah.
Texters to the text line, 314-436-7900. This from a 636. Probably someone from Ladue that already has $800 million.
Oh, that would
What amount stink. Of money, what is your net worth that you have in order to not even bother buying a lottery ticket?
I bet Elon Musk bought a lottery ticket. I just do. I think everybody would buy a lottery ticket. I know some people that are just fine. They bought lottery tickets.
Okay. So do you have to, what is your net worth? Well, like, what's the cutoff?
$7, probably.
Not you. What's the cutoff? Like, when do you say, you know what, I'm not even interested because I don't need it? Is it a net worth of $5 million? If you're worth $5 million
no,
right
you're
now.
You're still going to play Ronch. If you're worth $5 million, you don't think suddenly being worth $400 million would be enough of an enticement to buy a lottery ticket?
But maybe you take that $5 and you invest it in something.
Well, listen, I think it's the Shell in Monroe City, which is in Monroe County.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm feeling good about it. I don't know. I think it's when let's say you're very wealthy. Let's say you're worth $30 million.
Okay.
I think you buy lottery tickets, ironically, at that point. Why not?
For fun?
Yeah. I mean... Technically, I forgot to buy a lottery ticket. It's just a hassle. Who goes into a gas station? Nobody. You got to get out of your car. You got to lock your car. You got to walk into the gas station. So I did not, except I had a friend buy me one by proxy, and I picked the numbers myself. Guess who picked the Powerball? This girl, 17.
And?
I got $4.
Okay. Well, that's not bad. So here's what I would say.
Yeah.
I'd like to get your thoughts on this. I have bought Powerball, Mega Millions, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've bought those tickets before. I always feel weird. I don't know what it is, but there's something about going up to the counter and saying, yes, I'd like a Powerball
you
ticket.
Feel
I just, I
like
I don't
a
know.
Loser?
Yeah, I feel like I'm buying condoms. I don't know what it is. It's just a weird feeling.
You should buy condoms and Powerball tickets.
Which is less embarrassing. It's just so weird. I don't know what it is.
You're like, I'm feeling lucky.
Does anybody else feel weird buying them?
I will say, it's for me, I feel weird because it's so out of character for me.
Okay.
Because I would feel weird going to a casino. You know, like that's not really my vibe. It's not me. So that would feel weird.
Okay, but you have bought before, and I love the idea of you going in saying, I'd like to buy a lottery ticket.
And she said, which one?
And you said?
The one that's on the TV. the one that's on TV. And she goes, the Powerball? Yes, that one. Because do you know how many lottery tickets there are?
Yeah.
Everybody focuses on the Powerball, but there are so many lotteries.
So.
All right. We have a texter who may or may not be sitting behind the glass, that says, you realize they have lottery machines at Schnucks and Deerberg's. Zero interaction with anyone.
Yeah, I don't know
how
to use those.
I never remember these things. Listen, I run out of toilet paper. You think I'm going to remember to buy a lottery ticket?
Toilet paper is another thing I feel embarrassed buying in a store.
Oh, really?
Even though we all have to do it.
Oh, that's weird.
That's why I have it delivered.
I don't think there's anything that I feel embarrassed buying.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I feel weird.
Like, if people can't handle, like, you know, feminine products, that's on them.
So for a while, I had a grocery store that I would walk home from, and I always felt weird walking home and having the bag, and then inside the bag is the toilet paper that you can see.
Yeah.
Everybody can see it, and I feel like, oh, he's going to go home. Everybody's look. I felt like people were looking at me thinking he's going to go home and poop.
Yeah.
That's
well,
why I
they're
I,
not they're not
so
thinking
weird.
Of you at all. But I think what we should do is because we do have Sanderson watching on YouTube who said a plunger, but I think that should be for whoever loses our no prize pick 'em. You have to go to the store and buy only embarrassing things: a plunger, condoms, toilet paper.
That's actually not a bad idea.
What else would be good? Oh, stool softener.
Yes. So, okay, if you, yes, a buy stool softener and a plunger at the same time. Because, you know, if you go into the hardware store or wherever they sell them, like a Walmart or something, and you just get a plunger, everybody knows you have an emergency at home.
Everybody knows. I just thought of something that I'm embarrassed to buy because it makes me feel guilty. A COVID test. I feel like they're looking at me like, oh, great. Now I'm going to get sick. She bought a COVID test. Okay. So I think, condoms, a COVID test, a plunger, stool softener. You got to make a list. This is going to be an expensive loss.
A message from a listener says, think of the tax nightmare going from $5 million to $400 million. Yeah, fine. I'll get somebody to handle it. I could pay somebody to handle all that.
It would be the happiest call I'd ever make to my tax lady,
God,
Kim.
Yes. Oh, my God. Absolutely. Another message says, right now, I better keep the $38 I have in my account in there. So I guess $38 is the cutoff for me. So $38 of net worth. I'm not going to buy a lottery ticket. I can't spend money on a Powerball ticket right now.
I'm worth $7 and whatever my duct tape together 2017 Subaru is worth. With an exhaust leak.
Amy Marks, Kors, and Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. We're with you until 12 o'clock today. Gas House Gang happens at 12. As I mentioned, Tom Ackerman and me, John Rooney, will join the show at 12:30 today. Cardinals won a series against the Giants over the weekend. Football started, NFL. It continues tonight, and it happens with the Bears. Bears play tonight.
Good luck, buddy.
Monday Night Football.
Good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Left-handed against Riley O'Brien. Ground ball hit to Sajacy to second out. On to first, double play, and a Redbird winner.
It's always fun to end a game on a doubleheader. Or a double play. We had a doubleheader. We need more doubleheaders. We need some daytime doubleheaders coming up here, Amy.
You know, if you didn't end the game on a doubleheader, that would imply a tripleheader.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can't play three games in one day.
It's too much.
The union would never allow it. It's time to talk some baseball and some sports. We got Matt Pauly, host of Sports Open Line, the Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock when Cardinals pregame does not get in the way, and pre- and post-game coverage. He's with us now on KMOX. Hello, Matt.
No intro. You're calling double plays.
We don't know,
headers.
Dude. We've had a bad 5 minutes.
Amy's yelling the weather sponsor while laughing. What is going on?
We've had a bad 5 minutes.
Always a great name.
Okay, I wasn't laughing, was I? So what happened? Well, there's just a lot of papers. Matt printed out a lot of papers.
We don't like to have a lot of papers in front of us.
They like to be unprepared. So I'll do no papers.
No, it's not unprepared. It's called improvising.
It's improvising.
It's a skill.
And Matt, sometimes when there are too many papers in front of you, you can't find the one you need.
That's right. And I'll just say this. I'll just say this. The fact that Matt is here right now leads me to believe, Matt, that you did not win the Powerball.
I would still be. I did buy Powerball tickets. Okay. There would be things in my life that would change if all of a sudden I was a billionaire. But I honestly say this, I would still be talking to you right now.
And that's madness.
Well,
that's complete madness on your part.
You would be. You don't need to talk to us.
And it's selfish. It's a selfish thing to want to continue to work because all you're doing is taking a job away from somebody who needs one.
Oh.
I like this too much.
Too bad. I mean, you know.
Matt, don't let him bully. Hey, you can't bully someone who's worth $500 million, Ronj. Take a back seat.
Well, he needs to take a back seat and enjoy his money and let somebody else have a job.
Like, my wife and I actually did that conversation of, like, if we won this money, what would change? And there would be things that would change for both of us.
Yeah, yeah.
But me at KMOX would not change.
That's wild. Just absolutely wild.
Boring!
Let's talk about the Cardinals.
Well, the Cardinals,
oh, you want to talk about something fun? How about the Cardinals?
They didn't take a backseat yesterday.
Yeah, they won 2 of 3.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, you know, I ran the numbers. I tweeted this out last night. So over the last 6 games, the last 2 series, against the A's, they were outscored 13-10. Against the Giants, they were outscored 13-9. So over the last 2 series, they've been outscored 26-19. However, they've won 4 of 6, winning 2 of 3 in both of those series.
Well, and the Giants have been playing pretty good ball, too.
Yeah, they've been one of the hottest teams in baseball. They were making a legitimate run for the wild card. And so they, you know, let's be honest, the Cardinals stole one in game number 2, down 2-0, going to the 9th inning. And then all of a sudden, a closer comes in and can't throw strikes, and Cardinals take advantage of it. So I give all the, you know, that's one of those where the Giants walk out of there feeling like they should have won 2 of 3 because they're going to feel like they should have won that game. But how many times this year have the Cardinals lost a game like that and you feel like, well, they should have won 2 of 3? So, you know, it all evens out at the end of the season.
So the Cardinals right now, they are back to 500, 72 wins, 72 losses, 4.5 games out of a wild card spot. I know it's I think we know what's likely going to happen here. How good would they have to play? What sort of baseball do you believe they'd have to play to even have a real shot in that final week? Are we looking at like 700 ball?
I mean, it depends on what happens with these other teams. Like, the Mets are about to play the Phillies. So if the Mets do not perform well against a really good Phillies team, well, then that change. So I don't think the Cardinals can play 700 ball. So let's, like, what is the Cardinals ceiling? Is the Cardinals ceiling coming out and basically, you know, winning every series from here to the end of the season? Even that seems like a lot, but that's like 600 ball. If they do that, I think the conversation is more like, well, then what do the Mets need to do? What do the Reds need to do? Mm-hmm. What do the Giants need to do? Yada, 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 to figure out what it would look like. Because I don't want to put these extreme things on the Cardinals where they're just, that's just not going to happen.
When you guys are looking at the standings, because it feels, I think of people not being in the stands, right, at Busch Stadium. And the discussion around the Cardinals has been, let's say, down. You can say, well, it's been a little down, a little negative from some fans. They're playing 500 ball. it's not the worst team of all time, right? You're playing 500 ball. You're going to win some series like this. You're going to lose some, but they're not the Pirates. They're not the Rockies. But when we're looking at the Cardinals' record, are you more concerned with the 500 number, or are you more concerned with the fact that they're 17 back from the Brewers? Is that why it feels like a bad season?
This Brewers thing is weird, and they're playing great baseball. The Cardinals need to be better than being just a 500 team. That's what fans want, right? Like just being a 500 club and sort of kind of being in contention for a playoff spot, but not really being in contention for a playoff spot. Right now, that's not good enough. Now there is this whole thing of not showing up to games and everything. It has taken another life in this city, and it's sort of a weird thing to watch how the whole thing is playing out. But the Cardinals, they do need to get to a point where they are once again very much contending to win the division and very much contending to go on deep playoff runs. And that's going to be the goal of Heim Bloom and everybody else that's being brought in or has been brought in to the organization. So I guess from a right now standpoint, not to not answer your question, Amy, like neither of those things, I don't sit here and lament the fact that they're 17 games back of the Brewers, because this team was never this year going to be a team that was playing, you know, was on a 100 win pace. So the fact that the Brewers are, that doesn't bother me. I like the fact that the Cardinals are still kind of sticking around and playing hard down the stretch. I don't like the fact that it doesn't seem like they're going to be a playoff club this year, and I remain very optimistic about the team's long-term future under a new president of baseball operations.
So 18 games left. What's the most important thing that they can accomplish with those 18?
Yeah, I get asked that question a lot, and we're at the point now where, I mean, are there some things that some individuals can do that would be nice to finish off the season? Like if Jordan Walker had a nice weekend, he had the big walk-off hit the other day, looked all right at the plate yesterday. If he has a strong 18 final games, is that good? Yes, but does it mean anything going into next year? Like, no, I don't think at this point, over 18 games, any player can do anything that really changes it. So I guess more than anything else is, I would like this team to continue to play games that matter, where they're not eliminated from the playoffs as long as possible. And if they can do that, I think that's the thing. At this point, at 10:41 a.m. on, what's the date? On the 8th of September, that's the thing that I think has the most value.
All right, college football. Mizzou with a pretty big win over the weekend. They defeat.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, they beat KU. Fun game. Mm-hmm. So they've put themselves in the top 25, fighting Illini, by the way, top 10. They're number 9 in the country. But that was a big border war win for Mizzou.
It was, and it was a back and forth game, and I give them all the credit in the world because they scored to take the lead late. But it was less than a touchdown, and then they gave the ball back to Kansas, and then they stopped Kansas, and they forced Kansas to punt, and that was it. And then they end up scoring again, and all of a sudden it's an 11-point game. That final score is not indicative of the type of game that was. Kansas obviously got out to a very big lead in the early on before Mizzou came back. So heck of a win for the Tigers. Very good for college football. Yeah, I think they're – people starting to realize how great of a rivalry and how much hatred there is between these two programs, and part of it is the fact that the rivalry was gone so long. I give SEC Network and SEC Nation and Paul Feinbaum and all those folks credit for choosing to be in Columbia, and that put even more of a spotlight on this game and what it means in the world of college football and college athletics. So It took a little while for them to start playing again, and I understood that from Kansas' standpoint. Missouri leaves the Big 12 Conference. When teams leave a conference to go somewhere else, there's going to be hurt feelings, and it's going to take a while for the rivalries to come back. But now that rivalry is back, and it's good for college athletics.
Yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking at the beginning. I thought, oh my gosh, Mizzou is going to lose this game to Kansas. Mm-hmm. That is not good. I was already thinking that they were going to be in real trouble with the standings and so forth, but they pulled it
through.
They're
down 21-6.
I know it. Yeah. I honestly to goodness thought this was going to be one of those games that we have to talk about. Like, oh, Mizzou, this is, what's wrong with Mizzou? Why can't they live up to the hype? But they did pull out the victory, and rushing yard leaders going into the second week for the SEC, Mizzou's got a couple in Ahmad Hardy and Jamal Roberts with big games.
Yeah, they just they're doing a nice job on the ground. Look, and then you got a quarterback who goes out and throws for 330 yards and three touchdowns. That was a complete offensive. When you score 42 points, that's what's going to happen. You're going to have some really gaudy numbers. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, whether it's college football or whether it's the, you know, we saw a couple NFL games yesterday. With the Sunday nighter last night was incredible. That Jets Steelers game, the Steelers were down double digits going into the fourth quarter. If you know how to, you know, manage yourself appropriately, you can come back from deficits in the game of football, and we've seen that a lot so far this year.
So what I understand now from the beginning of the football season, professional football, is that the Chiefs are no longer good. So Kansas City lost to the Chargers in Brazil on Friday night. Is this the beginning of the end for the Chiefs?
No.
Oh. Well, why not?
Because they still have a lot of really good players, and they're going to be fine.
Like,
and
who?
If
Travis Kelce's going to get married. He's old now. He doesn't care about football. He only cares about Taylor. Patrick Mahomes is washed.
Yeah, injuries. Right. Rashee Rice out.
Yeah, Rashee Rice is out.
You know, this Chiefs team does have slow starts sometimes, and they tend to go on and have very good runs. So I don't think I wouldn't choose the Chiefs right now as my favorite to win the Super Bowl. I was watching that Sunday night game last night, and it actually went through my mind a couple times.
How much fun was that, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, that was incredible. Yeah. That was one of my look. I can be a prisoner of the moment with the best of them, but as I sat and watched that game last night, it was just so much fun, and I found myself kind of like almost like yelling in wow. I didn't care who won, and I just so enjoyed watching that game. But I think right now, as it sits, both the Buffalo Bills and Baltimore Ravens are better football teams than the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think Grange might be right. I think it might be the beginning of
the
end
for Kansas City
Chiefs.
It might be.
I know. I was talking to some longtime Chiefs fans, like the ones that suffered
it's
for 30
over.
Years. They feel a little betrayed because the whole Taylor Swift thing has brought on a new wave of Chiefs fans that don't get it, haven't suffered.
It's over.
And this is what they said. They said the Chiefs are boring. They're winning and they're boring.
They didn't win Friday.
Like last year when they were winning, they weren't exciting games. Do you think the Chiefs were boring on Friday?
I didn't watch all that. I was doing Cardinals that night.
Yeah.
So I would be disingenuous to say that I was sitting there watching every single down of that game. I wasn't. But in general, if I take a step back, no, I do not think the Chiefs are boring.
I bet you right now. So you weren't doing the thing where you had the Chiefs game on the TV in the broadcast booth, because I guarantee you there were several broadcast booth televisions around the country that were tuned in to the NFL game. Because if you believe it or not, as much as you think baseball people, and they are paying attention to what's going on in the field, they're also keeping an eye on football.
I was in the Cardinal radio booth for almost the entire game on Friday night, and none of the broadcasters had it on, but I can tell you there was at least one computer in the broadcast booth from a non-broadcaster. I'm not here to throw anybody under the bus.
It happens.
There was at least one laptop computer in the Cardinal broadcast booth that had the Chiefs game on.
And around the country, that's probably the case, I guarantee it. Hey, real quick, a note about the game last night, the Bills-Ravens game. So the Bills are the fourth team in the last 25 years, fourth team to be down by at least 15 points with 4 minutes left to go and win. Yeah. It's only happened four times. All those
they
games that have
two
happened.
Two touchdowns and a field goal in 3 minutes and
awesome.
56
oh
seconds.
Gosh.
What a game, man.
Yeah.
That was
Matt
hell of
Prater
a lot of fun.
Comes on. Not too often do I look
100.
At a pro athlete and go, that dude looks older than me. That dude looks older than me.
Fun start to
that's
the season,
that's why you're
man.
Waiting all day for Sunday night.
Yep.
That's what they say. That's what Carrie Underwood says.
Matt Pauly, fun start to the NFL season. Now just get ready for the worst game of the whole weekend. It'll be tonight. So
I'll be praying for you, Ron.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. Matt Pauly, we will be listening in tonight. It is a late pregame because the Cardinals are in Seattle. They got the Mariners. 7:45 pregame show, 8:40 first pitch, and you will have that pregame tonight.
Yeah, Redbird Rush Hour Sports Open Line. Lots of Cardinals. Long day, but that's all right.
A lot of Matt Pauly
tonight.
Remember,
I'd be here if I won the lottery.
Crazy.
That's dedication. I would not be here.
Thanks, Matt.
You talk about prisoner of the moment.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Yeah, you're going to have to stay up late tonight, kids. Cardinals Mariners, 8:40. Here on 104.1 FM KMOX.
A surprisingly short injury time period does bring the game to an end. Final score 1-1.
Well, you can hear the disappointment in Joey Zanaboni's voice because City had opportunities to turn that tie into a victory, but they couldn't do it. They couldn't finish those chances, and so they end up with a tie. It feels like a loss, except it's worse than a loss because it's a tie, and ties are un-American. And that's why we have to counteract this communist bologna sandwich with more American things.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Now you can get a delicious McRib sandwich with a large order of America's favorite fries and a medium Coke. Oh,
beautiful. That's right. If you're not going to win, you may as well lose. Which they've done a lot this year.
What kind of philosophy is this? They've done a lot of losing. Do you know that they have lost the most games of anybody in the conference?
I know. I think that's great.
It's objectively worse.
No, it's not.
It's far, far worse.
They would still not be in the playoffs if they tied all those games.
Yes, they would.
I'm not sure.
They literally would be in the playoffs right now if instead of 17 losses, they had 17 extra draws.
I'm not saying there's not downsides to this. I'm just saying, listen to Tom Timmerman's headline here. Love Tom Timmerman for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. St. Louis City SC can't finish its chances, gets a 1-1 tie. That stings like a loss.
They would be probably the seventh seed.
Mm.
Yes. No, there's no about it. They would be the seventh seed.
Listen, I got to do...
I'm doing the math.
You're not good at math.
I know, but I can do this math.
I'm not sure.
If they had 17 extra points, Amy, they would be the seventh seed in the playoffs right now.
They've tied 17 times?
No, they've lost 17 times. If those were all wins, if those were all draws or ties, as you like to call them, they would be in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, draws. Call it a draw. What is this? Communist Russia?
I don't think they say it in the UK. That's one of our great allies.
Well, they've done a good job at not tying. I'll give them that.
Well, yeah. And now they are second to dead last because they took 17 losses this year.
Bad advice. I didn't say I knew everything about soccer.
Maybe Chris Saliza does. Maybe he knows something about a draw. We're going to talk to political commentator, independent news creator Chris Saliza next. Hour 3 of the show coming up. 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.